All right, this is Bud Dickman, and it's a debut of a Bud Dickman podcast. It's going to be called Bud Dickman, The Things That I Gotta Say, brought to you by Cavertine Crackers and Nuts.
The Things I Gotta Say with Bud Dickman, brought to you by Cavertine Crackers and Nuts.
And this is going to be when Mr. Henry is busy and he's out doing stuff. And I'm going to bring on different guests. First guest I want to have on is Jason J. Delmonico, and he's the son of Mrs. Gray and Mr. Gray, Mrs. Margaret Gray and Mr. Frank Gray, and here's their son, Jason J. Delmonico. Is his mom, your mom called you that, right?
Well, yeah, my mom calls me that because of my stage name.
Yeah, because are you an actor and everything?
I mean, I was in a Burger King commercial, and I've done some auditions and stuff.
I mean, are you in a movie or anything?
No, not really. Mostly what I do is sing.
I know. I want to talk to you about your singing career. Have you sung in lounges and stuff? Or
yeah, my dad takes me to a couple of lounges down in Pedro, where my mom also sings. There's the Clam Sack.
The Clam Sack is a bar?
Well, it's like a bar, but it's not... It's okay for a kid to go into because they specialize in clams.
Well, so in other words, they do have
alcohol, yeah.
Okay, but then they have clams.
Yeah, they have alcohol that you can order if you're...
You got to be 18.
No, you got to be 21, I think. I forget.
And then what?
Well, yeah, you can order a drink and you can get a bag of clams or something.
Do they serve them in a bag or...
I don't think so. I think they serve them up on a plate. I mean, I don't know, you know. I don't really eat. I mean, I like clam.
But you mean clams, huh?
Well, I call it clam, just as the dish is clam, you know. I was raised, I mean, my family had, my father and I and my mom raised me in a kind of upper middle class. So the food that I eat, I singularize.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell me more. And if the audience will want to know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I go, I like clam. I don't say, if I'm talking to people... You know,
okay, if you're talking to people and you say, oh, what's your favorite seafood? And you'd say, I like clams?
No, I would say, if people say, what's your favorite seafood? I go, I like the clam.
You like the clam?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, so if I say to you, like, hey, Justin...
My name's Jason.
I'm sorry. Jason,
But you're supposed to kind of call me, Jason J. That's okay.
Okay, Jason J. What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner, I like noodle. Sometimes I like noodle. Sometimes I like hamburger. Sometimes I like noodle and hamburger.
Okay, what do you mean by noodle? Is that...
Like biscotti.
Oh, okay. So you like biscotti. Okay. Why don't you say biscotti?
Because sometimes I enjoy noodle, the enormity of the noodle.
Got it. Okay. Okay. This is Bud Dickman. We're gonna be right back here with Jason.
It's Jason J. Delmonico.
I'm sorry. Jason J. Delmonico here. This is Bud Dickman. The Things I Gotta Say, brought to you by Cavertine Crackers and Nuts. You know, I love the Cavertine Cracker and Nut. And I guess that's what you'd call it, right?
Yeah, I would. I would call it like I like the cracker and the nut.
You'd say the cracker and the nut.
Yeah.
And that's because of your parents are rich or something?
Well, it's just that I was taken to very fine restaurants and very fine dinners and where people would refer to the food in the singularity of it.
Okay, so anyway, Cavertine Crackers and Nuts, have you ever had it?
I've never had that one. I'm looking forward to it because I know it's your sponsor to have the cracker and the nut.
Yeah. I like Cavertine Crackers and Nuts because you have your choice between the cracker. You can shift to the nut. You can shift over again to the cracker on any given night, like if you're watching TV, you know?
Yeah.
And you can have, if you have a walnut cracker, you can go ahead and have the walnut cracker. But that's what you crack a nut with.
Yeah, that'd be confusing.
Right. So the Cavertine crackers and nuts, you have crackers, then you have the nuts, but you need to have a nut cracker.
Right.
Okay. So get it today. Get it today.
This is Bud Dickman's The Things I Gotta Say. Now back to Bud.
And my special guest tonight is Jason J. Delmonico, who's the son of Margaret Gray and Mr. Gray, Mr. Frank Gray. And your dad, did he drive you here?
Yeah, he did. He's sitting there in that room.
Your dad said, Mr. Gray, you out there?
What?
Hey, Dad, they're talking to you.
Oh. You want to come in?
Yeah, if you come in, Mr. Gray, that'd be great.
All right.
Yeah, my dad drove me over here today.
I drove it over.
So, Mr. Gray, are you proud? You must be proud of your son being able to sing, and he plays football, too.
Yeah, that's true. And first of all, congratulate you, Bud, on the Bud Dickman Things I Gotta Say.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Bud.
Thank you very much.
And, hey, if you ever need any representation in the show business field, by Christ, I'm...
Dad.
Well, I just want Bud to know I got your back, Bud, if you ever need... I'm an entertainment attorney.
Yes, sir.
And I can really nail down some deals for you outside of the Henry thing, you know. But, yes, very proud of what it's been able to do. Jason J. Delmonico, my son, it plays football. It's one of the... What position do you play, Jason?
Well, I play linebacker right now.
Yeah, so it plays linebacker. It's I'm very proud of it. And then the singing career.
Yeah, when did you know that Jason J. Delmonico could sing?
Well, didn't it show... You sang in the shower, right?
Well, yeah, I would sing in the shower.
What was the first song you heard?
The first song I heard it sing was Summer Wind, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
So I heard that. I said, Jesus, it's got talent. And I went and got its mother, and I told it. And it said, well, let's see, you know, what we can do with it.
So do you have management now?
Well, yeah. My dad introduced me to Buck Wingate.
Buck Wingate is a very, very well-known manager in town.
Okay.
And Buck Wingate has been handling bookings for me. Again, I'm going to be down at the clam bag in Pedro, Dad.
Right, we're going to book it at the clam bag in Pedro. And then we also have it booked, this is the time of year when you generally book your mother.
Well,
no. Well, your mother gave birth to you and gave you life. You understand that?
Yes, I do, Dad.
All right. So if I want you on stage at the Oyster Garage, which was...
So you booked into the Oyster Garage?
Well, yeah, and I wanted to do the Oyster Garage by myself because it's a really good bar. It's a nice lounge and dinner place.
The Oyster Garage is a class joint in Pedro, and I wanted it on stage with its mother. In fact, I wanted it to do a duet with it, you know?
So you wanted Jason J. Delmonico to do a duet with Margaret Gray?
Yeah, that's about the size of it, yeah. Get a load of this guy.
Well, cute, Dad.
Can you sing another song for us?
Yeah.
Why don't you sing the one that I've always enjoyed, which is All or Nothing at All by Frank Sinatra.
You talk about Frank Sinatra, Dad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All or nothing at all, half of love never appealed to me. Why begin?
I don't know the rest of it, but...
I'm telling you, you've got to learn the words to these songs. How do you like the voice?
Yeah, you got a great voice, Jason.
I know, but I forget the words to the song. My mom said it doesn't matter on account of I can improvise.
That improvisational lyric thing is driving me ape. Now, your mother said to you, its mother said to it that it could improvise, and I just think it's wrong.
Just give me a chance.
Go ahead and do... How would you sing that with the improvisational?
If my dad books me, well, I'm booked into the Oyster Garage, right?
Yes, I've got it and its mother at the Oyster Garage Friday night, 8 p.m. Now, I'm telling you, I want you to wear a nice suit, nice tie, because this is a class joint. Dinner, oysters on the half shell, you know.
Well, I don't know what any of that means, but...
Okay, sing it.
Sing what?
All or what is it called?
All or nothing. Go ahead, do the improvisation. I don't like it, but its mother said, all or nothing at all, half of love never appealed to me. Why begin and cry over something that might have been? No, I'd rather, yeah, have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your lips close to my dick. Didn't? How dare you?
I'm sorry, Dad. You said the improvisational.
How dare you? God. I don't believe in corporal punishment, otherwise I would have belted you right to that wall.
Dad, you said I could do it.
Yeah, but I...
That's... Boy, man, we got to cut that out of the tape and everything.
Well, it's improvisational lyrics.
I understand.
But why did you have... God damn, you femme out like that.
Hey, watch it. You're talking to your father. I don't like it talking to me like that, you know?
Well, so you must understand, Jason, that there's certain, you know, certain things you can't say on a show.
I'm sorry about it, but I just turned 18. I can say what I want.
Still, man, you can't. 18 or not, man.
You have to watch the Crooked Identity, son.
When I do improvisational lyrics, my mother said, go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, but please don't put your lips close to my dick. God damn.
Well, let's not repeat it.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Try it again.
No vulgarities.
Okay.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. Why begin and cry over what might have been? Oh, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't put your lips close to my... What the hell?
Dad, I didn't say dick.
I know, but... You whispered it.
You did a kind of a Margaret mumble.
You did the Margaret mumble.
No, I didn't. I just went, please. I said this.
Please don't put your lips close to my
dick.
I heard the word dick as sure as God made green apples.
Oh, God, Mr. Gray, you're defeating the whole purpose of it by blathering it right here.
Well, I suppose it's right.
Dad, you know, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're giving me a ride. But why don't you take a seat over there, man? We got to continue on with an interview.
Oh, what are you all of a sudden? Robert Blake on The Tonight Show? God.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So the improvisational lyric you do, and your mom taught you that?
Yeah, my mom taught me how to do that, and I won't roll it out. If I'm on stage with my mom Saturday night at the Oyster Garage, I'll probably do much more classic materials, you know?
Why don't you do that class song you did, Ave Maria.
Yeah, I do Ave Maria.
Okay, sing it for us if you could.
Ave Maria.
Sounds like it's mother.
People do say I sound like it.
Here.
I have to make up the Italian.
Oh, you gotta make it up.
Yeah, I just told him to just make it up.
I don't think that's gonna go over very big, Dad.
Oh, who gives a hot holy? Just make it sound like it's Italian.
I did do one song.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Be here, my darling, with me tonight. Tomorrow.
Here's the big finish.
Oh, I like that. Why don't you hear it do what it's... Go ahead, do it.
Tomorrow may be too late.
Yeah, yeah. It's now or never. My love won't wait. What do you think of that?
What'd you think?
Well, I mean, your voice kind of cracked.
What are you talking about?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Dickman. Didn't you hear what it did?
I heard him, but he goes, my love.
Oh, sure, man.
Okay, it was very good, though, Jason. There's no doubting you have talent as a singer, and I'm sure people will love to hear it this weekend at an Oyster Garage.
The Oyster Garage is at 2515 La Femme. What is it called?
Oh, it's 2515 Feminine Boulevard.
Feminine Boulevard?
Yeah, I don't know.
In Pedro. And you go in the back. They got a back door. I don't know. They want you going in the back door there. I don't know what it is.
But it's a class joint.
Yeah, it's very class. It's a class act all the way. Don't even worry about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Jason J. Delmonico has been my special guest. And I want to thank you very much, Jason J., for being my special guest.
Okay. So can we
sit over here and just watch?
Yeah. Go ahead. You can sit there. And Jason, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, the next guest is my mom. And she is my mom. Margaret Gray, who's my mom, yeah.
Yeah.
You hit the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, honey.
Thank you very much.
Good to you, Mom.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Gray, every day you and I work together, and it's very nice of you to come on the Bud Dickman, The Things That I Gotta Say show. And you just heard Jason J. Delmonico sing. Did you train him?
Well, yes, I trained Jason in some
elocutions, different ways of phrasing, singing. But Jason always had a great voice, and there was no doubt that he was going to make it as a... Could I... Jason, come on in here for a minute. What do you want to do, Mom? Well, we're going to be on stage together, you know, at the Oyster Garage. I wanted that little duet we did.
Oh, you mean like Toot, 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 Tootsie Goodbye?
Yes, it was an old Al Jolson song. We used to sing this when Jason was small. Come on, Mom. Come on. Here we go. One, two, the one, two, three. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry.
That little choo-choo train that takes me
away from you, no words can tell you how sad it makes me.
Kiss me, tootsie, and then
do it over again.
Watch for the mail, it'll never fail.
If you don't get a...
This sucks, Mom. Well, that's the song that we used to sing.
I don't know. What is it called? Tootsie?
It's called Toot, Toot, Tootsie, Goodbye. It's an old Al Jolson song.
Oh, that's the song. Oh, Toot, Toot, Tootsie, yeah.
Well, what did you think it was, Frank?
Well, it doesn't take an imagination.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Never mind.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, never mind.
So anyway, yeah.
So anyway, so this weekend at the Oyster Garage.
This weekend at the Oyster Garage, yes, Frank has booked us in, Jason and I. There's a song that we're going to do that we've rehearsed. And do you want to lead it off, Jason? One, two, one, two, three.
I wonder what the king is doing tonight.
What merriment is the king pursuing tonight?
Oh ho, the Eiffel Tower has...
I don't know what the words are.
You know, you're going to have to get that down. The Oyster Garage is two nights from now.
We'll do it. What happened?
I don't know. The words are weird.
Well, that's from Camelot. And here's one that Jason does solo.
I have often walked on the street before, but my feet have always touched the street before. But now I am so in love, so my feet aren't touching the street.
Yes.
Well, is that how it's supposed to go, Mom?
I don't know.
At the end of the day, son, who gives a hot holy? Just do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, Dad.
It sounds like you're like half songs and stuff.
We'll get it together. We've got a full 24 hours before the Oyster Garage. Let me tell you what, the Oyster Garage has never had it so good when they booked me, Margaret Gray. And now it'll be Margaret Gray and son, Jason J. Delmonico. Jason?
I have often walked down the street before, but my feet had barely ever touched the street before. Now that I'm in love, now they never touch the street, 'cause I'm light in my boots.
I don't know, Mom.
It makes the boy sound as if he's gay.
Oh, Frank, why don't you Frank, do me a favor. Take that meatball sandwich and stick it where it ought to be stuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you've been working on that meatball sandwich for a while here, Mr. Gray.
That's right, and I'll continue working on it. Don't worry about it. Boy, Mark, I'll tell you what, I love it. It's my wife. Any chance it has to sound crude and lewd, work on the meatball sandwich.
What is wrong with that?
Mom, Dad, don't argue. We're on the Bud Dickman Show.
I'm sorry.
Sing another one, will you,
I'm Mrs. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Why don't you sing April Showers?
This is a good one. Jason Jade, go ahead, sing it.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets. April showers come your way.
That's not how it goes.
That's not how it goes, son.
I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't like singing that song?
No. It goes like this. Though April shower... I don't give a shit.
All right.
Well, thanks very much. That's the Gray family here on Bud Dickman's... You know, I got stuff I want to say.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for them in the car. I don't know. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. You messed it up for me.
Oh, no, we didn't, son. You did good.
Sounded good, Jason J. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Oyster Closet this weekend in Pedro.
Yeah, I'm going to be on stage with my mom, I think.
You will. Yes.
Thank you very much, the Gray family.
Yeah.
You're applauding yourself.
God, Bud, you just went, you're applauding yourself.
That's right, I did.
Thank you, Bud.
Well, that was wrecked. All right, I'm going to bring in now Dr. Jim Sadler as a final guest here on Bud Dickman. Oh, we got to do a commercial. Have to do a commercial for Evertine Crackers and Nuts. Aberdeen crackers and nuts, I always have. I've never not have them. They're always available in my home for guests and people that come there, too. If you'd like to have Aberdeen crackers and nuts, go to the store and buy them. They're very delicious, and they're very handy for people that want to have something to eat, but you don't have any dinner to serve them. Give them an Aberdeen cracker and nut.
Available now in the six-pack. Now back to Bud Dickman.
Thank you. My final guest here is Dr. Jim Sadler from Sadler, from the Dr. Jim Sadler Family Practice in San Diego. He's a doctor in everything. Dr. Sadler, how are you?
I'm very good. I did not anticipate I was going to be interviewed by you, Bud, but that's okay.
But who did you think I was going to interview?
I thought I'd be interviewed by Mr. Henry, but there's no problem.
I wanted to ask you, and I know this is kind of personal. It's talk about burning, you know.
Okay, I anticipated this.
But what do you mean?
I know. I knew it was going to be juvenile. When they said to me...
Wait a minute. I want
to... No, when they said to me, would you go on with Mr. Henry this weekend? And I was thinking, so why would he have me on for no reason? There's nothing I'm promoting. And I realized it's probably going to be something juvenile. So you talk about burning when you pee?
Yeah, yes, I am. But I'm not trying to be juvenile about it.
So you're telling me that when you urinate, it burns?
Yeah, it brings me to my knees.
Oh, bullshit.
I swear to God. I'm not kidding.
You're telling me it burns that bad?
It does sometimes, yeah.
How much water do you drink?
I probably should drink more.
So if you don't drink a lot of water and the urine gets concentrated, so look at, he's laughing.
No, I swear to God, I'm not. I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
I swear to God, I'm not.
When the urine gets concentrated and you urinate, yes, it could be discomforting. It might be there might be a burning sensation. Not all burning sensations relative to urination has to do with venereal disease, which I know that's what you're laughing about.
Well, I got my friend, the one guy that I know, there's a friend of mine, Logan Cosgrave, he said it burned when he peed.
Isn't that nice? Why doesn't he go to see a doctor then?
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah. I just want to ask you about when it burns, when it pees. Okay, Bud. Yeah, Mr. Henry. Okay, that's stupid. The show is sounding stupid.
Mr. Henry, I thought you...
I'm very sorry about that, Dr. Sadler. I thought we'd let you know that... I thought someone had informed you that it was going to be Bud.
No. No one informed me it was going to be Bud. I sit down here, he's talking to me. Hey, does it burn when you pee?
No, I told you it burns when I pee.
Okay, Bud, why did you ask him that question?
Because of Logan Cosgrove. God.
Logan Cosgrove, it burns when he pees.
Yeah, look, you're laughing about it.
Mr. Henry, it doesn't help when you laugh about it.
Who is this guy Logan Cosgrove?
A good friend of mine. You've met him.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And he said the other day to me, he goes, when I pee, it burns.
So that's what you had, doctor, that's what you were going to ask Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was going to be in for an interview.
Well, can't you ask me a shit.
Here, Dr. Sadler, I got a question for you. I have very sore feet when I get up in the morning, probably not... What is that?
Sorry, I was nodding off.
An asshole.
I have sore feet.
No April showers. Hey, Jason, please. Oh, sorry, Mr. Henry.
Never mind.
It could very well be the fact you wear... What are you walking around in?
Sandals.
That's it. Try to find some shoes to wear, okay? Tarzan.
Shit. Sorry, I mean, I've seen you get sore feet. Gee, I'm walking around in sandals, no wonder.
Get yourself some shoes like a civilized man, walk around in those, eh? Yeah.
Where are you going?
Oh, I thought you were... No. So this has been Bud Dickman's The Stuff That I Gotta Say.
Bud Dickman's The Stuff I Gotta Say. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
What?
A waste of time.
Tell you what, Phil, I mean, what were you doing?
I was out. I needed to have somebody fill in for me.
I did the best I could with what I got.
I come on, the only question I get is, what happens when... It burns when you pees?
It burns when you pees.
I mean, it burns when he... Who?
Logan Cosgrove.
Dr. Sadler, I'll pay you for your time.
I don't give a shit about you. Hi, Dr. Sadler. It burns when I pee. Okay, thanks for being on the show.
Who's that on Kazoo? That's familiar. All right, sorry I asked.